All right, so we're here with Greg Graham of the Pontiac Community Players. Greg, how's it going?
It's well, very well. How are you?
Oh, not so bad. So you guys have a radio play coming up. Can you explain a little bit about, just first off, what is a radio play?
Sure. Well, a radio play is traditionally, of course, something where people act out a story or a play for the microphone, and it's traditionally broadcast over the radio, the kind of show that people might remember from the 1930s and 40s and 50s being a very popular form of entertainment. We have broadcasted on radio in the past, our different shows, although this year we won't be, because we do it also as a live radio play experience. So people come and they see us doing all the voices, doing all the live sound effects, all the live music is performed, and we're creating a story in your head. You know, the audience is a vital part of the production, and unlike a movie or even a live play where your eyes are telling you everything that happens, in a radio play, it's all happening behind your ears, and it's fantastic because our budget is unlimited. You know, if you want to set a radio play on Mars, you can do it. If you want to set a radio play back 1,000 years, you can do it. In this show that we're doing this year, we travel to different worlds, we travel through time, we meet all these fantastical characters in a way that would be impossible to visually represent, but through people's imaginations and all the cues given by the story being acted out, so that people can hear the words and listen to the music and hear the sound effects. It can be a very powerful medium.
For sure. And so how many years have you guys been putting these on?
I'm trying to think. 5 or 6 years now. I remember we did an adaptation of A Christmas Carol, and we did a Pontiac Stories one, and we did It's a Wonderful Life, The Wind in the Willows, Little Women, goodness, what did we do last year? The Secret Garden. And this year we're doing The Magician's Nephew by C.S. Lewis.
Oh, you beat me to my next question here. So explain a little bit about what people can expect from this year's production.
Yes, well, as I was saying, yes, The Magician's Nephew by C.S. Lewis. It's the first book, chronologically, in the Chronicles of Narnia, a very famous set of children's novels written by this great author back in the 1950s, well beloved by generations and by millions of people. And it tells the story of about a boy living in London at the turn of the century, the turn of the last century, in the Edwardian era, the late Victorian era, who's going through some very great difficulties, and he's transported through magic into another world with his best friend, and they meet this wild cast of characters, and it deals with, it's an incredible story that retells the story of creation through a fantastical fantasy world setting. And you get some really deep and powerful moments in it. I just know so much about the story, I kind of overspill and overshare here with just words tumbling out of my lips here. It's about a story about a boy who has to face up to, you know, what does it mean? You know, why do bad things happen to people? And what is our response to it? And why does God let bad things happen? And C.S. Lewis didn't necessarily have the answer, but he presents a really powerful and interesting look at his response to it, using examples from his own life. And I don't know, it's the kind of story where you get these deep, deep issues told through a children's fairy tale type setting. And I find that the most powerful way of all.
For sure, for sure. And so how did you guys come about settling on this one here?
Well, a good friend of mine had suggested this story. We've got different members of the Pontiac Community Players, right? We're an organization with all sorts of different members with different activities going on, and there's several people who really enjoy the radio plays, and they suggested stories, and this story was suggested as one, and I usually take a look at the different ones. I've been kind of central to the radio plays the last few years. We take a look at it, we develop a script, or in this case, we adapt a story that we had to get copyright for, but we make it for the radio play. And then we start adding in all the different things. So usually I start off with a script, you know, looking at the script in April or so, and then I meet with Matt Lottis. He's a musician down in Bristol, a fantastically talented man. He composes all live music and all songs for it, as well as performs the music that goes with the show, the soundtrack, if you will. And then we develop that, and then we start getting people together in October, and then we rehearse through October and November, and then we're ready to go this weekend.
All right, yeah, so rolling right off of that, so where and when can people see this performance?
For sure. Well, our opening night is Friday, December 10th at 7 p.m. at Shawville United Church. And then the next night, Saturday, December 11th, 7 p.m. at New Hope Christian Fellowship, which is also in Shawville. And then Sunday, December 12th, 7 p.m. at St. Andrew's Knox United Church in Bristol. There's no tickets. There's no charge for tickets. It's a free will offering. If people want to donate to the ministry of those churches or help the Pontiac Community Players, it's gratefully accepted. But we don't charge tickets. It's just a beautiful story. We want people to hear it. We want people to get a little bit of that Christmas spirit into them. And we'll really hope you'll be able to come. I mean, all the normal COVID cautions apply, and people should be aware of that, you know, the sensible things for being in a church. But beyond that, it's just a wonderful show, and we'd really encourage everyone to come out and see it. It's great for children. It's great for adults. It's great for anybody who was a child once and remembers, and anyone who's suffered, anyone who wants to look at, through the eyes of a child, why do some things happen and what can be our response? What does it mean to choose good over evil? And what does it mean to lose someone? All these deep, powerful themes that are well worth exploring.
Awesome. And just to wrap up here, if somebody wants to participate in the community players, maybe in the new year here, do you guys have any ideas as far as things that you've lined up or what you're looking at for going into the 2022?
Sure. Well, we've got one production planned for February, Steel Magnolias, to be performed in Shawville. More information on that will come out as we get a little bit closer to showtime with that one. But then we have an annual general meeting every winter, and people are more than welcome to come to that, find out what the group is about, and maybe get involved in all the different productions, and then they can be involved in helping to select the different things that we do. You can contact me through PontiacCommunityPlayers@gmail.com, and that way we can start sharing information. I can make sure you're notified if you want to be involved, and definitely coming to that annual general meeting. It'll probably be in January or February. We'll let the public know when that's happening. So if they want to get involved, it's a great organization. It's so much fun. We need actors. We need playwrights. We need directors. We need crew behind stage. Sometimes we just need people who love the theater and want to support it, even if they don't want to get on stage, and that's fine too. But yeah, through our email, PontiacCommunityPlayers@gmail.com is great, or you can check us out on Facebook at Pontiac Community Players on Facebook.
Awesome. Greg, thanks for your time.
Ah, you're very welcome. I hope you're able to come to the show.